Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Lincoln Moore, who is the Executive Director of Decca Oil, listed on the AIM market. The company has just released its half-year production update, which Lincoln can hopefully shed some more light on. So to get started with it, morning, Lincoln, how are you?
Good morning, Rob. Very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Can you talk us through the half-year results announced today?
Yes, we put out our half-year production numbers today. I think it's probably at a very high level a continuation of the challenges we saw in Q1, where the standard sort of levels of fruit that we expect to get during the high season have been just substantially lower than we've sort of seen in previous years, and I guess what we were anticipating this year. I mean, just to go back a bit, we obviously had a very strong finish to last year. December was a record month, and January was a record month, and then when the real high season kicks in February, March, April, and into May, we just didn't see that uplift in fruit that we'd seen over the last 3 years. Now, I mean, obviously, we analyse it. We certainly believe it's a physiological reason rather than a loss of market share reason. We can obviously, know fully well the vision on what other mills are doing in the market, and they're suffering from the same drops in production this year. And of course, we have our own estates that we can assess, and those are suffering from drops of around about 20% of fresh fruit bunches this year. So it is, and it's something that's really just actually impacting just our particular region. If we go to the other side of the country, they're having quite a strong year. So I guess taking the optimistic point of view, we don't think it's something permanent. We think it's a purely this season thing. I mean, the general views of our agriculture team is sometimes after a particularly strong fruit year, you see a year of distress, and then see a strong rebound year. So we still at this stage hold that view. And of course, in a more long-term view from our nursery and from the other nurseries in the area, we know that there's been substantial planting over the last 7 or 8 years, and so we still expect in time fruit volumes to grow significantly. And our mill, which is still only operating well this year, really probably at about 50%, has a lot of organic growth to come. So yeah, tough 6 months fruit wise obviously, but we think it's a one-off issue. I think in terms of pricing, again, a factor which has hurt us a bit this year. The actual global price of palm oil has been softer than we saw last year. So really, the two factors which drive our gross margin and results have been against us. So what we need to do really is bunker down through this period. This is a good opportunity to look at areas where we can save costs and be as efficient as possible. On the sales line, we're attempting to increase our production of palm kernel oil, and we've been quite successful buying extra kernels in the market. So actually, whilst the palm oil production was down 17%, our palm kernel oil production was actually up. Production was up about 9%. So we've made some good inroads there, and we're now into the lower part of the year. I think what we're seeing is June was, we saw production stabilise a bit, and it's obviously early numbers for July, but like for like, we're ahead of where we were July last year. So there's some signs that drop of production is stabilising, and potentially hopefully we can make up a little bit of ground. But clearly, obviously, for us, frustrating that in our high season, we're nowhere near where we internally thought we'd be.
Right. Well, you've sort of answered my next question, which is going to be about the volumes. What's the outlook for the fresh fruit bunches in the second half?
Yeah, as I touched on, I think June stabilised, and like for like, July is ahead at this stage. So, it's obviously been pretty volatile. So, I don't want to draw too many absolute firm conclusions, but we are seeing on our own estates that the fruit levels seem to be a bit better than we would normally typically see in July, which is clearly a positive sign. So, fruit levels, it does appear that that dramatic fall that we saw in the high season is is dissipating, and we may see some improvement. Clearly, pricing is still reasonably challenging in terms of the global primal prices are still probably the lower end of the cycle. So there's certainly some upside there, albeit difficult to predict at this stage.
Okay, and can you provide an overview on the crude palm oil prices over the half, and also where you think you see them going?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the demand side of things, typically palm prices do rise through the first half of the year because it coincides with the Southeast Asian low season. But we saw some interruption in the market. We saw tariff increases in India to protect their own soy production through June. It came in sort of late January, February, and that sort of dampened, I think, the usual growth in palm oil prices, and that's been exasperated as obviously tariff or high level tariff talks between the US and China, with China being the other major buyer of palm oil, and in terms of how that'll work with US soy impacting things as well. So from a demand side of things, there's been a bit of interruption in terms of normal stabilized demand and supply. On the other side of the coin, probably one thing we can look at reasonably optimistically is that the crude oil price, creeping up to the current levels, is certainly making palm oil again economic from a biodiesel point of view. And whilst you have mandates in the major producing countries, South Malaysia and Indonesia, mandating the use of palm oil in the fuel spectrum, it's difficult to enforce when it's not economic. But of course, people are self-incentivized here, and as palm oil becomes economic as a feedstock, one of the main feedstocks for biodiesel in these countries, then we should see some demand pick up from that side. So I think it's tricky to point to a real confident uplift in prices at the moment, but the prices, they are where they are at the moment, and certainly still we've always maintained medium long term we're bullish on palm oil.
And you're not all just about palm oil, because the last time you spoke to us, you spoke with Zach, and that was to talk about the Cashew acquisition. Can you just talk about the steps you're taking to diversify the business?
Yeah, it's probably from a public relations, investor relations perspective, flown under the radar somewhat to this point. Maybe potentially because of the overshadowing factors of the concern that the high season production of our core businesses has been below our expectations. But we firmly believe that this is going to be a very significant business to Decol Oil in time. The cashew market, albeit it's a different commodity to palm oil, offers an advantage that it is diversification in terms of product. It does provide us with greater operational leverage on our existing fixed cost base by adding in more production to the business. And the economics of cashew production or processing in Côte d'Ivoire are probably even stronger than palm oil, really. It's a slightly more immature market in terms of processing, which lends itself, we think, our analysis thinks, to stronger gross margins. So that business has the potential to be quite significant. In fact, potentially quite a lot bigger than our palm oil project. So Decol's really well placed. I mean, it's at no cost at the moment. It has an option to take a majority interest once the business gets through its proof of concept stage. A couple of us joined the board of the cashew, and we're getting our feet under the table and working with the operations team there to bring the finance skill sets and build it in the right direction, ultimately for Decol to benefit. So, I think we'll start to see some more news on that. It's moving into the stage of purchasing equipment and finalising its finance structure. And it should be in first production through the latter half of next year. I think we can look at that asset as being quite a significant business to Decol on time. Clearly, it's the actual business model in a lot of ways is very similar. It's smallholder orientated. It's cooperatives orientated. It requires logistics and a milling business, and we have good skill sets on all those areas. So I think we're well placed to execute that business well and see it becoming a really substantial part of Decol on time.
Right. It seems like it was a smart move to actually try and do that and diversify a bit. Are there any other initiatives in play that we can look forward to?
Yeah, I think we've been very consistent in saying, we're in, we see ourselves in growth mode, and the cashew business is one. Clearly, we're always looking at opportunities within our palm oil sector. We have, a land asset in the west of Ghana, Guitry, which is, we've really, I guess, focused on our building up our prime asset and our processing plant. But we are turning more and more attention to that, and the groundworks have commenced to commence the nursery operation there. So we're doing the initial field clan clearing work at the moment. We are making good ground, we think, in determining a partner to bring in that project. We've always been consistent in saying that we saw that project developing with funding at project level rather than being something that requires funding at Topco. And we think in the next few months we'll be in a position, hopefully, to determine a partner to come in with us and develop that project. And there's a couple of different ways we can develop that model, but we'll work through with those partners and work out the best way for them and for us to start seeing that develop as a third asset. So I think, by the end of the year, certainly we will have three significant projects in play. Clearly, I think that'll help with news flow of having multiple projects to comment on. And I think we'll be in a very nice position from an asset base by the end of the year. And certainly we hope that the next high season for our core business will be more towards the expectations that we had, which were clearly materially higher than what's transpired.
That's good. Sounds like you'll have some exciting news to come back to us with in the future.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I think with three projects now in play, I think the story has grown considerably. And I think in the very, very short term, let's hope that we see that the free levels at least stabilise and perhaps improve, and we get a sort of more supportive external factors to that core business. But long term and medium term, really, we see the asset base growing considerably, and there's a lot of reason to be quite optimistic.
That's good to hear. Lincoln, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
No, thanks, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.